In other words, you're going to ask me the questions and I'll just answer them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your name? And your address?
Los Fresnos, Texas.
And the name of this county?
Cameron.
And where were you born?
Brownsville.
How far away is Brownsville from here? 10 miles?
10, 12 miles, something like that.
And your age?
43.
And occupation?
Well, pretty much self-employed.
What sort of things do you do?
Land development.
That's what does?
Yeah.
What do you mean by land development exactly?
Well, we got a bunch of land here in and around Los Fresnos, and we're trying to subdivide it and sell it in lots.
Did you have anything to do with the community here?
Not this street here. Most of our stuff's down inside of town.
Mm-hmm. Do you have your own company or
yeah.
what?
Mm-hmm.
And your religion?
Episcopalian.
Have you ever done any other work besides land development?
Oh, yeah.
What sort of thing?
Well, I worked in a bank for 12 years.
In Brownsville?
Uh-huh.
Doing what?
Just about everything. When I quit, I was a loan officer. I was a stockbroker for 7 years. I worked for the country club for a year in their land development division.
Mm-hmm. That's the same country club that had the golf tournament?
Mm-hmm. Now that's what I've done since I've been old enough to have good sense, but before that, you know, kid mm-hmm. working as a teenager, I worked cotton gin filling stations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your education, starting with the first school you went to, if you remember the name of it.
As a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I started and finished at St. Joseph's Academy in Brownsville. Started there in kindergarten and graduated from there.
Then what?
Then I went to Texas Southmost College.
In Brownsville?
Uh-huh. For a year. About a year, two semesters.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to the University of Texas for 2 years.
In Austin?
Mm-hmm.
You were there 2 years?
Yeah.
What were you studying?
Well, I started out studying pharmacy. Ended up studying business. Never finished either one of them. Not because I didn't, I just quit because I was tired of it.
That's the only time you've lived outside of Brownsville?
Yeah. And here, of course, you want to consider this living outside of Brownsville. I've been here for a year. And I'll just stay here long enough to get this foolishness done, and I'll go back.
You don't like it out here?
Yeah, I like it. I have nothing to do here, though. And anything you want to do, you've got to just get in the car and drive that 12 miles, and I hate that road. Oh, Lord. We do it sometimes 6 times a day. And it's too much for me, because all our friends, you know, and all of our activities and everything else in Brownsville.
This is a new house, so it seems like
you... Belongs to company. So... the plan was that way, that we'd come out here and do this until either we got it all done or decided not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just here kind of temporary.
What are you going to do in Brownsville? The same development there in Brownsville?
No. You mean if I leave this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll worry about that when it comes.